Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. As I've been trying to think what to preach to you, the title of my message is not real unique. It's what you need to know as you leave Ambassador. For those of you leaving for the summer, for those of you that are graduating and leaving and going out on your journey of ministry, the men, the ladies, as you head out, there's some things that I want to remind you of today. The Apostle Paul, I believe, trained Timothy very diligently as he had opportunity to be with him. Let's look at verse 14 through 17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Let me just tell you, doctrine is critical, as we'll talk about in the message. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Here's the verse I really want you to get. That the man of God may be perfect, complete, truly furnished unto all good works. Most, if not all of you, will be leaving today for the summer or graduating tonight. I'm sure all of you have been packing for your trip home. I noticed the trunks were up on some vehicles out in the guy's parking lot this morning, and people were packing in the cars. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going out to Big Bear, California. Anybody here from California? Don't see anyone. All of you guys in ministry looking for somewhere to serve the Lord, go west, young man. A lot of open opportunities out there. We prepared for a trip to go to Big Bear, California. 11 people from our church went to help with the startup of a new church there. Our assistant pastor, the Lord called him to go out and plant a church in Big Bear, and we've been helping him all along. And it was a very emotional, very moving experience to see somebody saved in your church, trained in your church, an assistant pastor in the church, to go out and plant a church out in California. I was planning and making my list for the trip. I found out that there was somebody else planning for my trip. And as I was checking my list, it was being checked twice. No, it wasn't Santa Claus. It was my wife, Karen. I thank God for her. It was a good thing that she was checking and adding to my list. As I piled up everything that I needed for that week-long journey to California, I got my Bible, my laptop, just bear with me, I want you to know what I had to prepare for. I had to take special paperwork for that trip. Suits, shirts, ties, pants, undergarments, handkerchiefs, socks, shoes, when you get older like me, pills, vitamins, Truvia, snacks, and a multitude of other little items. It became obvious to me all of these things could not possibly fit into one carry-on bag and one checked bag. As somebody alluded to this morning, everything that you're learning, making it fit into your brain as you leave here. In came my wife to the rescue. She patiently, I think, rolled all of my shirts. She has this unique way of rolling clothes that when I get there, I can just flip them out and they're not wrinkled. She got all of those things. She got everything in place. She put my medicine, vitamins, Truvia, snacks in Ziploc bags and tucked them in the pockets of the suitcase. Now, why didn't I think about that? She even put an empty trash bag in for my dirty clothes for the trip back. She was so deliberate in making sure that I had everything that I needed for that journey in that suitcase. Not to be outdone, I sat around and tried to find a way to look smart too. and I noticed there was nothing in my shoes, so I stuffed all of my socks in the shoes. Karen did notice my cleverness after I told her what I did. You see, the administration here, your local pastors, faculty, and everyone have been helping you prepare for this journey that you're leaving on for the summer and that you're leaving on for ministry. They've been helping you pack for a number of years to be equipped for the journey. Now, you'll be leaving with your spiritual and knowledge-filled suitcases, we hope. You're equipped. Here's two key words: to begin your journey. I pray that on your journey of life and ministry that you'll continue to grow in the ministry and help others to prepare for a life of serving the Lord too. I want to remind you this morning of some things you must know as you leave prepared for your journey. First of all, I want you to know the world you're entering. The world you're entering is not Ambassador Baptist College. Look with me at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Here's a dangerous one. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. I want to remind you this morning that when you leave Ambassador Baptist College, whether for the summer or as you graduate tonight, you're entering a world that is not friendly to the Word of God. Right now, you've been in a safe haven of instruction of righteousness and preparation at Ambassador. And that's a great blessing for you to ever be thankful for. However, the ministry you've been preparing for will be in a real ungodly world. We just read about it, and it's hostile to the cause of Christ. Even in our beloved country of America, God's Word is under attack. All I want you to see in this point is that the world is more belligerent to God's Word and His servants than I have seen and witnessed in my lifetime. Ministry in this environment will be difficult. Many people only have a form of godliness. A lot of churches are this way. They're beautiful on the outside. They're well maintained, banners everywhere, but they're empty spiritually. John G. Butler describes it like this: it's like window displays being most attractive, but the store being empty of products. That's the way some churches are even today. But what a wonderful time to be giving the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that desperately needs Him. Amen. We have 30,000 to 40,000 people coming to our little town of about 30,000 people tonight and tomorrow. My assistant pastor, Tim Brubaker, his family, some others from our church are in the process of setting up a couple of tents there, and we've got thousands of bottles of water. We've got tracks lined up, and for tonight and to all day tomorrow, we're going to be passing out tracks to people from different states, telling them about the Lord. And we're going to try to attract people from our community to our church. We're going to tell them about the Lord, and help us pray about that, that we'll see great results of that. So you've got to know the world that you're going into. The second thing I want you to know is to know the wisdom of your mentors. Don't forget what you learned here from the faculty and staff at Ambassador Baptist College. In contrast to the evil and the form of godliness in this world, you've learned from instructors who are solid in doctrine and character. Both of those words are critically important. In the years ahead, you're going to be tested on doctrine. Your character is going to be tested. I pray, I'm for you. I want you to stand true to doctrine. I want you to stand true and be men and women of character. Your instructors and the local pastors here have invested their lives in you for 4 years. They have been helping you pack for the journey of ministry that you're going to live in and that you're going to be doing for the Lord. Now, let's concentrate on why you have been an ambassador for 4 years. Maybe some of you a little bit longer. Don't worry about that if it has taken you longer. I crammed 4 years of college into 4.5 plus summer school. If I had obeyed the Lord, some of you will pick that up later, if I had obeyed God sooner, instead of doing what I wanted to do for 2 years, I would have finished on time. But from sitting under chapel services and under strong preaching in chapel, I finally did what I knew I needed to do all along and surrendered to preach and become a pastor at the end of my sophomore year. So I had a lot of catching up to do. Just as Timothy learned from the Apostle Paul's teaching and serving with him, you've learned many things in the classroom. Can I just see hands of anybody who's learned anything? Wow, great, wonderful. What about the rest of you? Maybe you're visiting. All right. If I had obeyed God sooner, I would have finished. We need to make sure that those things that we've learned, we don't forget. Amen. There's going to be times in the future that you're going to be ministering to people, and those Bible verses that you had to memorize on a weekly basis and that you probably haven't paid a whole lot of attention to, when you're witnessing to somebody, the Holy Spirit's going to pull them back and you're going to remember them perfectly. Yeah. Now, as you go out, I want you to live for Christ. I want you to serve the Lord. But more importantly, God wants you to do that. You need to remember the doctrine of your mentors. Paul told Timothy, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine." You've learned good Bible doctrine here. I know you have. But Satan's not going to wait very long after you graduate that he's going to try you on what you believe. You just wait and see. Someone will come along wanting to rescue you from what you've learned in the Word of God here. Be very careful. Know the doctrine of your mentors. Know the character of your mentors. Listen to what Paul told Timothy. "You know my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience." Have you learned some of those things from the faculty, from staff, from administration here? I'm sure that you have. In contrast to our evil society that we're ministering in, you've learned great character from those that have mentored you. The days are coming when you'll remember some notable one thing that one of your instructors said or that your pastor has tucked into your spiritual suitcase. I had a college professor for a history of civilization. I intensely disliked his class. But something he said stuck in my head, it's in my spiritual suitcase, and it'll be there until I die, that has been a tremendous help to me in my ministry. What I learned from him had nothing to do with history of civilization. Before every quiz or test, after he prayed, he would always say, even this shall pass away. I didn't realize it then, but he tucked into my spiritual suitcase a nugget that would be extremely helpful in being the pastor of the same church for over 35 years. I've become an ancient landmark. When I wake up in the morning knowing that I have a difficult day ahead of me, I have an extremely difficult counseling situation, or I just simply need to have a difficult conversation with a church member, I always hear Dr. Edward Panosian say in my head, even this shall pass away. Amen. And I can go right in to that situation knowing there's an end coming to that. Thankfully, History of Civilization passed away. But he left a nugget in my head that for over 43 years of ministry that has helped me, and I'm so grateful for that. He just literally passed away in the last year. You know the testimony of difficulties that your mentors have shared with you. Paul said in verse 11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. As a dedicated believer, male, female, you will be a special target of persecution. Preacher, I want you to encourage me today. I'm getting there. Purity invites persecution. Faith invites persecution. But Jesus had something encouraging to say about persecution in Matthew 5, verses 11 through 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. What a blessing it is to know that when difficult days come, that if you survive them, that if you let them pass away, you work through them, there's reward in heaven. Amen. In verses 12 and 13, you're now going to go out and experience the world for yourself. Yea, and all that will live godly, is that your plan? Shall suffer persecution. You say, preacher, that list of stuff that you read at the beginning of the chapter, that's horrible. That is the world we live in. But listen to verse 13. Paul tells Timothy, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. If you don't believe me, just watch the news. Deceiving and being deceived. That's the world we're heading into. That's the world that I want you to remember what you've learned here, doctrine-wise, character-wise, those that have mentored you. As you minister, live godly as your members have. Verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly. I believe Timothy followed the Apostle Paul's godly testimony. May you find in your spiritual suitcase throughout life godly teaching and start helping others tuck in things in their spiritual suitcase as well as you learn. As you minister and help people, some of the things that have been tucked in your spiritual suitcase for this journey, help pack it in somebody else's as well. As you minister, live godly as your best example Christ did. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You can be sure that if you're going to live godly, Satan's going to bring people across your path to discourage you and to discourage you from your desire to be godly. It could even be a preacher friend. When people fail you, Christ will not fail you. He has never failed you. And He will never fail you. Please listen to me. If you truly follow Jesus Christ and not man, you will never be a part of any recovering movement. Don't let anybody recover you from the good doctrine that you've learned here. Don't let people change your character. You stick to what you've learned. Last thing, know the Word of God and it can continue to transform you. I know you're looking at today as, finally, I'm done. No, you're not. If you're going into ministry, you're just launching out into the world. And you'll continually be learning. Continue in what you've learned, verses 14 and 15. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Continue in the biblical instruction you've received. Some of you, it's been since childhood. It appears Paul had known Timothy for quite a while. He knew of Paul's mother. He knew of Timothy's mother. He knew of Timothy's grandmother. I imagine he had witnessed him grow up. I've ministered to people, families, when babies are being born. I've watched those children go up, and I've watched those parents and that child struggle through their teenage years. Then I've performed the wedding ceremonies. Then I've witnessed them have their own families and start that process all over again. Please get this. Be grateful for the people who've invested their lives in you. I've emphasized this morning what you've learned here. But if it had not been for your parents, you may not have ever been here. Be grateful for your parents. You are not smarter than them because you're getting a diploma. They've lived a lot longer than you have. You can still learn from them. You might be graduating from college today, but you've not graduated from Bible study. You need to know the Word of God more and more each day. As a matter of fact, you'll never graduate from Bible study until you're home from your journey in heaven. Here's some things I want to give you real quick. I'm asking you today to renew, commit, whatever you need to do, to the Word of God in your life. Number one, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Do you still believe that? Amen. And is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is going to determine what you do in your ministry. Doctrine is what is right, teaching that is right. In order for God's Word to be profitable unto you, you must first believe it is an inspired Word of God. Then God's Word will be of great value to you and become profitable to you and the ministry. Here's what doctrine should do. The teaching that you have learned and you will be learning as you study your Bible will infiltrate every area of your life, or at least it should. Your doctrine will define the ministry that you have. Then Paul says that the Word of God gives reproof. How many of you have ever read the Word of God and you were convicted about what you read? You're being reproved. If you will accept the reproof of the Word of God in your life, then nobody else will have to reprove you.
Right.
Self-discipline from the Word of God is the best discipline to have. See, I believe that I read this when we have the Lord's Supper. If you'll judge yourself, then you will not be judged. Reproof. Conviction. Commit to the correction of the Word of God. Correction is how to get right. Aren't you glad the Bible tells us how to get right? I promise you, if you are in the Word of God consistently, you will experience correction of the way you're living by the Holy Spirit of God. And then here's, you know, you think you're done with instruction. But Paul tells Timothy, the Word of God will give you instruction in righteousness. You're going to have to be your own professor now. You're going to have to open your Bible. You're going to have to study your Bible. And instruction in righteousness is a lifelong endeavor.
Amen.
God's Word has instruction in righteousness for children. God, it says, children, obey your parents. Is that not instruction in righteousness? It has instruction in righteousness for young men and young women. And it has it for senior citizens too, praise the Lord. You will never outgrow or graduate from instruction in righteousness in this life. I'm asking you today to commit to continuing the Word of God to be equipped for the journey. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, complete. Now, I know this is addressing the men here, but ladies, you can be complete too. The Word of God matures you as you live it in your life's experiences. Somebody said something about that this morning. The difference between just reading and studying and preaching the Word and reading, studying, and really living the Word is that you will have spiritual maturity in your life and you will be complete in Christ and better equipped for ministry. Then you'll have a greater impact on other people. Verse 17, commit to the Word of God that you may be totally equipped for your ministry. Throughly furnished unto all good works. A man told me one time, this is like a ship that's leaving for a voyage, that it has everything on it that it needs for that voyage. You know, God has promised that we have that. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Ambassador Baptist College has equipped you and will grant you a certificate or some type of degree tonight. You're to be commended for your dedication and faithful work. But your work in your ministry is just now really beginning. Although many people have helped you pack for this journey, you're going to need to be in the Word of God more and more after graduation than before. If you will continue to be adequately equipped for ministry, you will need to spend adequate time in the Word of God for your own personal growth and for the growth of those who benefit from your ministry. Congratulations on your accomplishments that are celebrated today. Enjoy today. The work of ministry is just really beginning. I pray that God will help you to be faithful to Him. May God help you to be grateful for those who've helped pack your spiritual suitcases and be equipped for the journey of ministry. I'm sure your parents are praying that God will direct you in ministry and in the journey of life that this takes you to. Graduates, how many of you are willing to commit this morning that you're not going to put your Bible on the shelf because you've graduated from Ambassador Baptist College, but that you're going to get it out, you're going to be a student in the instruction of righteousness for the rest of your life. Would any graduates, hey, I'm going to do that. Amen. Those of you that are leaving for the summer, you're going into the same world that the graduates are. How many of you are willing to raise your hand and say, I'm going to commit to the Word of God, to the instruction in righteousness for the summer, so that I can come back more mature spiritually and stronger character than what I am now? Anybody willing to do that? Amen. Do that. Serve the Lord this summer. Serve the Lord for the rest of your life and dedicate yourself to continue to grow in His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for such a wonderful opportunity to share Your Word with these students that are on the verge of stepping out in ministry. Lord, please work in their lives. Help them to be faithful to Your Word. Lord, help them to remember nuggets and things that they've learned here. Lord, help them to be faithful, to stand strong in doctrine, and be men and women of character. In Jesus' name, amen.